So I'm going to tell you a little story about Christmas. So growing up, we didn't really celebrate Christmas in my house. We didn't really celebrate any holiday at my house. So no Thanksgiving, no Easter Bunny, you know, none of that good stuff. So before you brand my mother a Grinch, because she isn't, and she's here. Hi, Mother. I love you. She just kind of decided, I'm not going to fake the funk and try convincing me that a jolly fat white man is coming down the chimney that we don't have. And see how that works out for you, okay? So, eventually, we actually got to celebrate Christmas once. Apparently, my sister got to do it a little bit more than I did when she was younger. My mom did the whole Christmas thing. She got a fake tree and some lights, and apparently my sister knew what she was going to get, and there was no Santa Claus involved, but it was an attempt nonetheless. So once when my sister was in middle school, she won a tree for perfect attendance. Yes, thank you, Baltimore City Public Schools, for that wonderful present. So we're like, are you getting money for this? She's like, no, we got a tree. Sweet. So, of course, you know, you go to school, you see all the Christmas stuff on television, and you're thinking, this tree thing must be awesome. We got to do this. So we're like, Mom, can we have the tree, please? Please, let's have the tree. She's like, you can have the tree, but it's your responsibility. And when your parents say that, you know what that means, right? You don't care what it means. You're just like, I've won victory. So she let us have the tree, and we're like, this is so exciting. And so the tree comes to our house, and we're like, oh, my gosh, this is pretty big. It's pretty much bigger than our living room. So we got it inside. And we get the thing open up, and yeah, that was an epic fail on our part because it was about half the size of the living room, but we were determined that we were going to be in Christmas heaven. So we had these busted lights from like 1975 that I don't even think worked anymore and some ornaments that were under the thing, and my mom's like, oh, you can put them on there. We put them on there, like half the lights didn't even light up. But it was money. That was a baller tree, let me tell you. So my birthday is in December. It's December 7th. So everything I got for my birthday, I was like, put it under that tree. Thank you. I just turned 30. I'm still cute, though. It's awesome. So so I shoved all my birthday stuff under this tree. And I'm like, this is epic. This is the best ever. So after about 2 or 3 weeks of this tree, we were pretty much over this tree. Because we didn't realize you have to like water it and make sure it doesn't catch on fire and stuff like that. But we live near a fire station, so we're solid. So Christmas comes and goes. New Year's comes and goes. It's Martin Luther King Day. Coming up on Valentine's Day. And guess what was still in my house? That busted Christmas tree. All the little needles are falling off, and my mom's like, so, what you gonna do with this tree, people? So we're like, we were kind of hoping you'd get tired of it and put it outside. She's like, no, it's your responsibility. So my sister and I, we plot, how do we get rid of this thing? And my mom goes, you know you can't put that out with the trash, right? They have like tree collection. We're like, so how do we get rid of this tree? We don't really have a saw. We can't chop it up. Oh, wait, we live down the street from the sweet school that gave us this tree. And they have a dumpster. So late one Sunday night, my sister and I grab this tree, and we drag it down the street, pine needles and all, bust it all over the ground, and we toss that sucker in the dumpster and roll out and run back to our house, and we have never, ever wanted a Christmas tree ever again after that. And we never got one, and I will have to say, I'd like to say to my mom, thank you, because it reminds us that it's not about trees and presents and ornaments and all these things that people fuss over. It really is about who you're with and the time that you spend with those folks. So when all my friends are at their parents' house and their respective family's house loathing the day that is Christmas, I'm at home watching TV, doing nothing, and it's just another day. And so when they get done, I say, you can come to my house for a drink because there's nothing Christmassy going on here. So that is my holiday story.
Keisha Campbell.